It's time to get Gruberized. Listen, I've done it. Relax. It only hurts for a while.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees.
Welcome back to the Lincoln's birthday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Yeah, February 12th. Tell your friends. Don't forget. I'm betting my next guest, you, that Megan Barth, it's ReaganBabe.com. Just kidding. Megan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Steve?
Good. You'd be a Lincoln babe if you could, though.
That's true.
Absolutely true. So, you know, so I sit here and I look at these people like John Brennan and Clapper and all these, they all lied to Congress. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they lied to Congress along the way. Then you've got Page and Stroke and these people. I can't wait to see the next batch of text messages, because it's always full of, well, things that would be considered sedition, I think. Insurrection, trying to fight lawful authority, incitement of violence, and so on and so forth. Not treason, because treason is very specific in the American Constitution, but sedition is a word we should talk about. Yes or no?
Well, thank you, and that's my latest on ReaganBabe.com, Obamagate, the spin of sedition, and this is exactly what's been going on, and this is exactly what I've been talking about since we uncovered this sedition. Because if you look at sedition in the dictionary, which I did, because we haven't used that term in so long, literally a synonym of sedition is resistance. Geez, where have I heard that before? The resistance. Hillary Clinton was part of the resistance, as she told CNN she was going to work on behalf of the resistance. And all of these elected and non-elected government officials, from Barack Obama down, his whole administration, are part of the resistance. And that they were planting stories with the press that were knowingly false stories, in order not only to create more dissension in this country, but to seed dissension in this country amongst their followers, who also became part of the resistance. So we have millions of people that were misled by our government through a propaganda campaign in order to undermine and sabotage not only an incoming administration, but a current administration.
You know, it's interesting, because you're talking about this whole... And I see this on bumper stickers. Resist. Resist what?
Resist.
Resist what? I mean, I think on our side, we just persist. Honestly, although here's the thing. I'm really not happy. I think that the Republicans lied to us, and I think the Republicans are spending and squandering money at a rate that's obscene, and I'll get back to that, but I think that the Republicans need to be held to account. Paul Ryan on, and the president included. But in the meantime, let's stay with this resistance thing, because I do think, with the information being spread to Ben Cardin, the information from John Brennan, who's now all of a sudden his name's coming up as somebody that was playing a role in creating and disseminating the dossier, the original dossier, not dossier number two, because apparently there's two of them now, including John Kerry and other people. A lot of stuff going on, Megan.
Well, yeah, and this is the whole entire Obama cabal. I mean, Obama weaponized every agency on behalf of a political party against another political party. So the NSA is not immune. The CIA is not immune. The FBI wasn't immune. The IRS, the ATF, the DOJ, and the list goes on and on. He even weaponized the Education Department against young males by expanding Title IX and not allowing young males due process. I mean, due process is under attack by the left, and for a very good reason, because their ends justify their means. Whether it is falsely accusing a male college student of rape, or falsely accusing or using any allegation as a weapon, they want John Kelly gone. That's one of the reasons why they picked off Rob Warner. Now, whether or not Rob Warner is guilty really remains to be seen, because he hasn't had a trial. There hasn't been an investigation. The FBI withheld this information from the administration. Well, why do you think that is? It's the same FBI that withheld a lot of information from this administration and used false information in order to stop this this administration. So this all goes back to Obama.
Well, my concern actually is that it might even go deeper, and what I mean by that is this: the abuse of the FISA courts may have reached a pinnacle in going after Donald Trump, but I think they had a lot of practice leading up to that. And I think it might even predate the Obama administration. I think the abuses of the FISA court and things that are leaking out and information that I'm obtaining here and there in bits and pieces indicate to me that these FISA court warrants have been abused since 2001, at least, when they were created after 9/11. And that routinely political opponents have been sought out, and not just by Obama, But George W. Bush's administration may have been guilty of this as well.
Well, they may have, but right now what we're looking at is just a insurmountable amount of evidence that daily we keep getting. But yet, again, where is Jeff Sessions? You know, one of the readers of ReaganBabe.com has said, how is this going to be fixed? Well, it's not going to be fixed unless the law is applied equally and enforced. And so I don't know what Jeff Sessions' initial statement was when he got the first memo from Devin Nunes that, oh, agencies have their problems. What? Agencies have their problems? We're talking about sedition here, Jeff. We're talking about an FBI that has completely been corrupted from the top down. And I'm quite tired of hearing, well, not all agents are bad agents. Well, of course not. But, you know, all traitors aren't Democrats, but it seems like all Democrats aren't traitors, but it seems like all traitors are Democrats.
You know,
and when you look at Hillary Clinton and what she did and the fact that she's not sitting in jail, it does not send a good message across this country nor the world, because you don't have to have intent to mishandle classified information. All you have to have is mishandle classified information in order to be in violation of the espionage statute.
Yeah, that
and
was the thing that I don't understand.
Changed that statute.
That keeps coming back, this whole notion of intent. Who cares about intent? Intent doesn't matter.
Intent's not anywhere in the statute.
Or in any statute. You know,
right.
It doesn't, you know, you don't have to have intent on very many statutes at all. I mean, it might exist in some place, but your intention, whether you intend to break the law or not, if you break the law, guess what? Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. There it is, right?
Right, and we still have James Comey walking around tweeting, talking about his upcoming book deal, and he lied to Congress. He leaked government information. Those are two crimes right there. Bing, bing. Why is he still walking around?
Yeah.
And this is the problem, is that there is no accountability in the political class. And so when you allow lawlessness to manifest itself, you're going to have lawlessness. And you're going to witness the Barack Obama administration abuse the power of the federal government.
Will they ever be held to account? Because Jeff Sessions is the most invisible man in Washington. But I do know, and so I don't see him stepping up. The other thing I was going to note, though, that I've noticed is there's a notable absence over the last few weeks, almost entirely, one or two surfacing, and that's it. But Hillary Clinton has disappeared. Hillary Clinton has just vanished, has she not? And Bill Clinton vanished. Where are these people?
Well, where is Barack Obama? He's not
vanished
at all either.
And where are they?
So all of the actors in this big play of sedition are astoundingly quiet. And that should tell us a lot, too. Because they're not so, they don't have so much hubris, do they? They don't have so much smugness that they're using through their social media accounts as part of the resistance. I mean, you would think that the resistance should be growing, right? I mean, if they were really a successful movement at gathering this resistance against this president, I mean, this would be snowballing, and it's not. It's kind of waning. And the fact that it's waning is that people are waking up. Not, you know, the lemmings, the 30% of the country that will just believe whatever is in the headlines. But because of the economic policy of Donald Trump, people are realizing, oh, he's really not racist.
Yeah, gosh, there's more money in my paycheck. All right, hold that thought, Megan. Right. Quick break. I'll be right back.